to the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about. What's on your mind today? You have a new relationship you're going to explore this weekend? Good for you. Jennifer's taking care of the gossip about Gwyneth Paltrow and her, what is it, conscientious?
Conscious uncoupling.
Uncoupling. All right, there you go. Yep, right.
Big stuff.
Yep, big, big stuff.
I'm about to consciously couple with some yogurt and granola here.
Are you really good for you, Richie?
Yeah.
All right, some parenting news, health news tied together here today. You may or may not have heard about this. By the way, Kenny, maybe you can give us some insight. Ken Kessler monitors our social media, along with Jennifer, who really is on top of a lot of the celebrity gossip, and Richie's just there occupying time and space. Yeah. Thank you, Rich, for being there.
I'm here for you.
All right, so, Kenny, what's the thread when it comes to, I think we've heard enough on the airplane, and hopefully we've heard enough on Ukraine. Any comments on the autism report?
I don't see anything about the autism report. There are a lot of people talking about the ruling this week about college athletes unionizing or possibly getting paid.
Mm-hmm. And what are what's the consensus? Yeah.
Well, Helen says this will destroy NCAA sports.
Mm-hmm.
I thought athletes went to school to get an education.
Yeah, I don't get how they figure they have to be paid. Go work for the, you know, play for the Celtics. You want to get paid playing basketball, go play for a team.
You know, baseball and basketball, you get some 18- and 19-year-old phenom players. Like we have Bryce Harper here at the Nationals that went right out of high school. But for the most part, they need to get that 3 or 4 years of kind of minor league, we'll call it training, before they're ready, especially in football. It's hard to go straight from high school. You cannot go from high school to the NFL. You cannot.
Okay, then the NBA. Everybody's done that.
And the NBA, yeah, I mean, Kobe Bryant.
Certain stars can.
It can, yeah. But for the most part, you need that few years of kind of semi-pro, we'll call it the NCAA.
Let's try it from a different angle, Richie. If LeBron James and Kobe Bryant are the two examples of guys playing basketball that didn't go to college, I'd say that was a pretty good, other than the fact that they could play, a good reason to go to college.
Right, and they're destined.
And to become socially kind of aware of what is your world is all about.
They are extreme exceptions. Kids that were 18 years old and just were so phenomenally great. Mm-hmm. At the sport that they were able to make the transition.
They didn't make the transition. They were socially unprepared for the riches and the fame and the attention that they got, and they both turned out to be jerks.
No, LeBron's not so much. No.
Yeah,
he's not out raping women like Kobe was. Or allegedly.
No,
that was just that one time.
Just the one time, right? Yeah. Cheating on his wife and...
All right, anyway, so the point you're trying to make is?
There is a need for athletes to go to school to get that experience.
All right, what else, Kenny?
Professionals.
Brian says they are students, not employees. Once they become employees, you'll have changed the whole meaning of collegiate athletics.
Right. It's nonsense.
I agree that the NCAA is greedy and needs reform, but this is the wrong way to do it.
All right, let me check this out at you.
All right, go ahead, Richard.
That the NCAA and all of the colleges make so much money that it's not fair that they do it on the backs of these
students. And they give the kids a free ride through school.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is worth an nth of the whatever they earn.
Yeah, I don't know that they should pay them other than their school. Mm-hmm. You know, their school.
How about,
if they got a piece of their merchandise, I think that would be totally fair.
How about if there were funds created for each student athlete that after they graduate they had access to? So while you're in school, you are still a student who is working for, or your diploma.
Right, sets up your future.
But, would it be fair for them to share a little bit of the money and you get that in a fund that is available to you upon your graduation?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah, that's an idea. All right, let's see. A couple of items related to children and their health in the news today. According to a new government stat, 1 in 68 children in our country now has autism. The numbers are collected from a sampling of 8-year-olds, a 30% increase in the rates over the course of just 2 years. So we had this conversation earlier. Is it because there really are more incidents, or because they're studying better reports of children who may have.
Right, we're more sensitive.
There's no answer.
Yeah. There are two kids in our neighborhood that have some form of autism. And
okay, how many had them in your neighborhood as you kid growing up?
Zero.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so why is it
that you knew of? I mean, there was always that kid who was a little bit.
Yeah, but not that many.
No,
not like we have an epidemic of this stuff now.
Yeah, these kids, there's obviously, you know, they're dealing with something.
So
yeah.
Did you vaccinate your kids?
I did.
I think, and Doug and I were talking about this, everybody looks at vaccinations, but I think it's kind of irresponsible to preach against them when we could really start looking at other factors
what
like
I
our
preach
diet
against.
And our water supply. And
yep, a lot of stuff, fluoride, yeah. There's all kinds of things that are really
and
problems.
Doug, what you should be preaching is the idea of a vaccination.
You tell me what I should be
yes,
doing?
Yes, absolutely. Listen to this and see what you think. I'm going to lay it on you, brother.
Yeah, okay.
What you should be preaching is smart vaccinations. I don't think
that's what I am preaching.
I don't think you are against
the
idea of
and
a
silver
vaccination
out of the vaccine.
It's just making sure that the preservatives and that the all of the chemicals inside the vaccination are not harmful in some way.
Here, I've been having this conversation probably 14, 15 years minimum, maybe longer than that, saying the same thing. And I would be fine with what you've suggested if these people in the big drug companies had any interest at all in really helping people in their pursuit of health. Take the mercury out. Same thing with flu shots. And Ken Kronhaus will admit this to you. Jack Stockwell wouldn't have a vaccine no matter what, but that's a difference in his attitude toward vaccines from Ken. And that's why I like to have different points of view. Ron Hoffman is one doctor who's got his point of view. Jack's got another one. Ken has now. Who's to say what's right? Because they're all working toward making people healthier in their own way. Taking shots, flu shots, any kind of vaccines for children that have any kind of silver or mercury in them is a recipe for death. It's that bad. If you get them out, the mercury and the stuff that's used in your fillings in your mouth or in these shots, and the reason they put it in there is to make the vaccine last longer. It preserves it. So it's good for them. They can still charge the same amount of money for something that otherwise would have become no good in 6 months. So that's all it is. So if you take that out, then the vaccines, for the most part, are okay. And I wouldn't say that across the board because some of them have live, not bacteria, viruses in them. Some of them have dead viruses in them.
Well, that's the whole point of the flu shot.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Right. All right. So anyway, let's talk about some other. There's one other item that I think is important, and it has to do with a study on smoking and how banning smoking has affected preterm births and asthma, that kind of thing. And the focus is on New York City because that's where the most prolific ban on smoking is. But I think Los Angeles, we don't have any smoking in L.A. either. You can't smoke
it's
inside.
It's banned most,
So New York and L.A. and a lot of other places as well. So where there is smoking in public banned, it has led to a 10% drop in premature births. And also for asthma treatment for children, according to research that's out today, based on records of more than 2 million children. It's not like this was a little corner study. 2 million children come from 11 published investigations into the impact of smoking bans in our country and also in Canada and European countries as well. Within a year of the ban being imposed, rates of preterm births and hospital treatment for children who have asthma fell by more than a tenth, 10% down. Premature births associated with low birth weight and health problems. This happens later in life. A lot of the earlier research into the benefits of smoking bans focused mainly on adults, but now this one is about children. And it basically says, bottom line is, Richie, that children are disproportionately affected by passive smoking because they're developing lungs and immune system more easily irritated.
Right.
So I guess I wonder out loud. My mother smoked.
And she
smoked
mine.
Why? While she was pregnant with me.
Not sure.
Smoked around
that.
Us. She smoked all her life, and that's what killed her at the age of 50. So I wonder every once in a while about the sort of things that have gone back and forth in the family. Many of you may have the same thing. Emphysema goes from male to female, male to female, male to female, where it's prevalent. And my mother had it. Her father had it. His mother had it. So
they all smoked, though, right?
His mother, my grandfather's mother, did not smoke.
And still, but she was sucking in
but
his smoke.
She was. They lived in the coal mines, the coal mine area of southern Illinois, and so it was in the air everywhere. Mm-hmm. She lived to be 88, though. So, yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah. All right, but it certainly is food for thought. Please, if you're not smoking, don't start. If you are, quit. That's the best basic bottom line thing. The research indicates everywhere you turn how horrible this thing is. And the one thing that we all keep asking ourselves is, all right, we're all in agreement that smoking should be banned, but let's all smoke some pot.
Right.
Let's go have some pot.
Yeah.
All right, 18 FDR, and good day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer company, Boston Master, responsible.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
For those of you who are car buffs and you like American cars, you may be interested to know that Ford FOMO Co., as they're known, Ford Motor Company, FOMO yes. Co., is going to invest $500 million to develop a new kind of engine for their cars. The old standard. We've used the same engines for, heavens, what, 60 years?
My buddies and I, with all of our old classic muscle cars, have always worried about this day when we will no longer be able to take our muscle car to a gas station and fill it up with petroleum.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, it's good news for the engine plant in Ohio.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I keep drinking malted milk, trying to drive my blues away.
I've never heard this one before, Richie.
This is Eric Clapton doing a cover of
Welcome to My Loving,
a Robert Johnson tune. Robert Johnson, one of the original blues masters. The premise of the story, he sold his soul to the devil in order to be a great guitar player and singer.
Really?
For a glass of malted milk?
For a glass of malted milk, yeah. Huh. So for some reason, back in the early days of the blues, they used to sing about cows and milk and all that stuff.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot
that's
of
what's going on down in Mississippi.
Right, you know? Exactly. A lot of them. Everybody had a cow. I'm sitting here on my farm looking at my cows out in the pasture for the first time. They seem happy. Because the air is better, it's warmer, they're able to walk around all over the entire pasture, and they're happy. All is right with the world on the farm. And on the farm, we're focused on what's going on for the 2014 season. Those of you who have been buying milk, you buy regular milk in the store, you notice the price is going up. And the price the farmer is being paid has gone up 30% in 3 months. You can say, why is that, Doug? My answer would be, because we are shipping lots of milk to the Chinese.
Yeah.
They love our stuff, don't they? Our wine, our milk, everything.
Here's the turnabout. Remember last year, we were all hopped up. The American farmer was getting screwed 85 ways from Sunday because the Chinese were selling us milk that had melamine in it. So then we stopped all of the melamine importation. The Chinese decided, okay, we better find another way to supply ourselves with milk. So they go to Australia, and New Zealand, and they buy a company called Fonterre, which is the basic equivalent of the big company in this country that controls most of the fluid milk supply. They buy up all the dairies, buy up all the farms, and they send their labor over from China to the farms in New Zealand so they can have people work for a dollar an hour. They are making milk in New Zealand, putting it on 747 tankers, shipping it to L.A. and to San Francisco, and they can do it and sell the milk cheaper than the people in California can make the milk. All right, that does the Chinese a little bit of good for a while, until somehow or other the melamine gets into the milk in New Zealand. So now New Zealand milk is contaminated, Chinese milk is contaminated, and the Chinese people hear about this, and they won't buy milk. The Chinese will not buy their own milk. So what do? Turnabout is fair play. The Chinese dairy people say, hey, America, you got any extra milk?
We'll take
so
it.
They are buying our milk, and the 747 freighters that were hauling milk from China and from New Zealand to America now are hauling the milk from America back over to China and to New Zealand. Not so much to New Zealand because they've sort of straightened out their problem, but in China they are. So that's caused the price of milk to go up, and there's a shortage. So now what the farmers who are producing, not like me, because I'm producing my raw milk to be sold raw in my store on the farm, but if you're selling milk to be processed, the farmer is getting about $10 more a hundredweight than he was at the beginning of the year. And that'll be the difference between profitability or not, or farms staying in business or going out of business, as long as the EPA doesn't do any more stupid stuff like want to regulate dust on the farm. It's had an impact also on the, because the availability of milk is shorter, you'll notice the price of yogurt is going up. Yogurt sales have increased dramatically, especially that Greek yogurt, spectacular sales growth there. Back in January 2009, Greek yogurt sales totaled about $11 million for that year. Last year, the total in this country, $331 million of Greek yogurt sold, and most of it is being made with American or Canadian milk. So the popularity of Greek yogurt has also been the reason that milk prices are going up. So finally, the farmer is getting his or her due. And by the way,
but all of us are getting in the pants.
Well, not really, because we're still paying less than most people around the world. By the way, 30% of all the farmers now are women in America.
Sometimes saying thank you means everything. Here's your chance. The Thanks Project, a website dedicated to caregivers. In the U.S., there are 42 million of us. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. I'm leaving a thank you message for my husband. We care for his mother, and Bob has taught me how to be present in the moment when we're with her and how to let things of no consequence go when we're not. This is not the first time we've cared for loved ones, but this time it's been really hard to deal with medical issues and OCD, anger, and a long history of depression. I've had to learn not to let her ways of dealing with things consume me. I'm sharing this story because the Thanks Project made me really think about how much we depend on caregivers, and as I've cared for Bob's mom, he's cared for her and for me. You can leave a message for the caregiver in your life in writing or as a video. Reading what others have said is very heartwarming. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Launford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on! Put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vandif.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Can't 33 after the hour now, 27 for the new hour. Doug's program with Jennifer and Richie and Kenny.
Is everything okay?
Hey, Doug, I'm going to be up in the Boston area. How'd you like to go to Red Lobster for dinner with me tonight?
You having a little shellfish problem?
Yeah.
All right. So we have a couple of things here that are of interest and import. Let me just give you a quick update on the Montana woman. Remember this woman who admitted to killing her new husband by pushing him off of a cliff on their honeymoon? Remember
yeah.
that story?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
All right. She was sentenced to 30 years.
So I guess they didn't buy that
yesterday.
He was beating her, huh?
Well, she admitted, though, she pled guilty.
Right. She said she pushed him, but they were in a fight of some kind.
Right. They were married.
She tried to claim self-defense.
They were married for 8 days. How much can you get? How much trouble can you get into in 8 days?
But they dated for 10 years, probably.
Well, anyway, they had been arguing about something, and she just said, "Okay, I've had enough of this." Why she admitted to it? Yeah, you know, she could easily have said, "Oh, he slipped. My God, it was horrible." Because they were right on the edge. Who would have known? Would be.
Yeah, that's what I didn't get about this whole story. Yeah, nobody was there.
Nah,
there were no cameras that caught you in the act.
How many people are upset that the unemployment... Say that again, Doug. The unemployment bill has passed a key test in the Senate. So for those of you who think, as I do, that this is craziness personified, if you're unemployed or you want to screw the system, which more often than not is what happens, it's not that you're unemployed, it's that you're getting paid under the table or whatever, or you have benefits, you can keep getting them. This bill that expired last year, appropriately enough, I thought anyway, would provide nearly 2 million people with more benefits for another 5 months. So more money to keep people from working. That's really what this is, incentivized madness. You pay people to not work. That's all it is. There are plenty of jobs. Go get a job, for God's sakes. instead of taking money from me that I pay into the system, and Richie pays into the system, and Jennifer pays into the system, and Ken pays into the system, and you pay into the system, so these people don't have to work. It's
frustrating and annoying.
It gets me nuts. All right, I don't want to... I've said my piece. Richie's got the story of a woman who had cancer, and it was interesting because it was sort of back and forth, but her dog was a key player in this. Richie, would you explain, please?
Yeah, this is a story. It's been a little while, but it's really kind of hitting the social feeds again. It's just so interesting. Maureen Burns noticed that her 9-year-old dog, Max, had been depressed lately, and she was worried about him.
I thought at the time Max was fading. He was 9 and a half. And I was preparing myself for losing him because of he just wasn't happy. Wouldn't come with me, wouldn't sit by me, wouldn't sit on my lap. And the odd signs, he would come up and touch my breast with his nose and back off, so desperately unhappy. There's such a sad look in his eyes.
Maureen had a small lump in her breast, but her latest mammogram was clear, so she presumed all was okay.
Initially, I thought, it's just another lumpy breast, as people get. But then, I sort of connected it with the dog, with his odd behaviour. And one day, I was looking in the mirror in the bedroom here, and I looked across in the mirror at Max's eyes. He was on the bed, as he is now. And I knew it was cancer.
Maureen went to her local hospital, but both a scan and a mammogram came back negative. It took a surgical biopsy to finally detect the cancer. Maureen had it removed, and the change in Max's behaviour was instant.
The day I was picked up from the hospital, he was his old hyper self again. He put his nose across my breast to check where the operation had been, and he was wagging his tail, and his eyes were happy, and it was unbelievable, the change in him. Instant. I love Max so much, and I owe him so much. And even before I go for a checkup now, I get him to check me out. And if he's happy and wagging his tail, I am happy. And I know I'm okay.
You're going to be getting a call from Obama, ma'am. He wants to hire the dog to work for Obamacare.
That would be great.
Meanwhile,
I wonder if she had a CAT scan.
The dogs are a lot smarter than the doctors. What an indictment.
Isn't that amazing?
Of the system. Good God. God love her. She's happy, healthy, and God love that dog. Good Lord.
Let your dogs sniff you up. Sniff away. Yeah, man.
All right, somebody just sent me a quick email, and I want to go back. May I please? Do I have your permission to go back for just a second to
sure.
the discussion of the unemployment bill? Here's a wrinkle on it. And the wrinkle basically is a focus on what we're doing. This person wants the bill to pass and suggests that we are preparing to fork over billions of dollars to an unelected government in the Ukraine. But when it comes to helping out Americans that are unemployed, the American public is suddenly up in arms. Well, from my perspective, I don't want to do either. Okay?
Yeah.
So nobody misunderstands what I'm saying. I don't want us to give any money to the Ukrainians, and I don't want to give money to people who are able-bodied and who can work, because there are thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of jobs for unemployed Americans. I'm tired. It's time we all get together on this and tell Congress we are tired of paying to have people sit around on their arse and do nothing when there are so many jobs.
Well, let's not forget the money we give to Egypt.
Go train yourself. Get yourself trained. It's not my responsibility to train you. And by the way, there are plenty of government training programs that you don't have to pay for that will help you get a job, you lazy son of a guns.
Wow.
Extend the unemployment benefits is sacrilegious or sacro something or other. It's not good. Anybody want to disagree with me?
No, I mean...
I'll disagree with you.
Oh, yes. Good.
Go ahead.
When was the last time any of you guys looked for a job?
17 years ago. I'll answer that question. I got to a point, I was 27 years old, and got to a point where I just did not like the wholesaling car business anymore. I was not making any money because I did not like it. I was not doing well at it. And I had to go get a job just to get out of it because I did not like it anymore, bartending. And I worked as a bartender for a year as I took part-time jobs in radio and learned radio. I took jobs where internships where I worked for free, and I would bartend at night and work at the radio station for 3-4 hours any time that they would let me in the front door.
All right, but Kenny's going to tell you that things have changed a lot. And he's right.
You are right, Ken. Yeah. A couple years ago when we made some changes on this show and I needed to get a job, I couldn't get – I have – years of computer experience, of Microsoft Office experience, and all anybody could see is the years of radio experience I had. So I couldn't get a job at a temp service. I couldn't get a job taking out garbage for construction companies because all they would do is look at my experience.
Why didn't you change your resume?
Because
to minimize and that radio experience. And just
I did. I changed my resume lots of times, and no matter what was in there, I mean, the problem is the gatekeepers are 20-something kids with no experience of their own, so they look at the black and white rules of what the job's supposed to be, and if you don't fit exactly what's on their page, they won't even talk
to you. There's some agent for them, I think, too.
How would you fix that? Is giving people money the way to fix it, or fixing the system? And I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just wondering, how do you fix the system, given what you have said, which is legitimate? So how do you fix? Because there are jobs. So how do you get considered? How is there this ageism, which it sounds like is what you were your problem was, that people were either figuring you were overqualified or you were too old. And that's there's something wrong with that too in our system.
Yeah, that's a great question, and I'm not saying this because I think that the government should be giving everybody handouts, because I also couldn't qualify for unemployment, so I wasn't getting anything either. But a lot of people seem to have this idea that there are lots of jobs out there.
Why didn't you qualify for unemployment?
Because I worked for myself.
See, one of the things that is difficult here, though, guys, is that we have, I mean, look online, look in the newspaper, look around to where I see help wanted signs in restaurants all the time. And they claim Americans don't want to do the job, so that's why they hire people that don't speak English to wash the dishes. Nobody wants to work for $9 an hour washing dishes. Why?
A lot of those signs are lies.
They are?
They have them up there because they want the ownership to think that they do, but the management gets kickbacks when they save money on payroll. Mm. So they go through some of the motions of doing interviews, but they enjoy getting their bonus. So they don't hire, and the skeleton crew that they have has to work more.
Well, the landscape has changed. There's no question about that.
I don't know about that one.
But there are...
Well, I tried to get a job as a busboy in several places, and I couldn't get that either. Mm-hmm. And was told the same kind of things.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that. Dude, let me tell you something. I worked in the restaurant business, and when you're short, and everybody feels it. It's miserable when you cannot serve your customers because you don't have enough people.
Yeah, that is... That's not good. Well, but I think it's good to hear that story. Not that it changes my idea or position.
Right. I mean, it certainly gives us another perspective.
Right. Something else to think
about. And there are a lot of people who are just using these, you know, entitlement programs.
You know, Kessler, you lazy so-and-so.
Ken is a, no, Ken is a, obviously trying to get, he was trying to get something. I mean, but he's probably more of the exception, sadly.
All right, coming up in a moment. The Chicago White Sox have a new way to celebrate the new season. Baseball season begins officially the beginning of next week, so let's find out how they're going to handle things in Chicago, if you know what I mean. 15 before the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Quality has been a hallmark of Aldi since opening in the U.S. nearly 40 years ago. I'm Risa Jill Miller, and smart shoppers have found that switching from national brands to Aldi exclusive brands can save them up to 50% on commonly purchased and high-quality grocery items. Now Aldi has received the national honor of being named the 2014 Retailer of the Year from Private Label Store Brands magazine. Aldi superfan Kaylee Arrett of Cha-Ching on a Shoestring has more.
Aldi is always looking for innovative ways to give more value to their shoppers. Through new products like the all-natural and organic Simply Nature line, expanded fresh offerings, and cost-saving efficiencies, Aldi is able to provide great quality at the lowest prices.
For more details on why Aldi was selected as Retailer of the Year, see the February issue of Private Label Store Brands magazine or visit aldi.us. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Now, time for us to check out something going on as we get excited about the baseball season starting next week. A couple of new menu items stepping up to the plate at the home of the Chicago White Sox, which is U.S. Cellular Field in Chicago. New concession choices include bacon on a stick.
Yeah, buddy.
Delicious.
Pork chop sandwiches.
That's very Chicago.
Let's see here. Black, the bacon on a stick has thick-cut Danish bacon seasoned with black pepper.
Oh, stop it. You're killing me.
Really
the pork
good.
Chop sandwich is equipped with a seasoned boneless pork chop served with grilled onions on a Kaiser roll.
You stay out of the bathroom after that.
Let's see here. There's also a new sundae being offered. Let's see here. It's 12 scoops of ice cream.
Oh, no. You can't even get through it on a hot day.
It's served in a regulation-sized baseball helmet.
Yeah. In a batting helmet.
Batting helmet, yeah.
$17.
Hey, that's not bad, though, because the batting helmet's expensive. You get the ice cream for free, I'll
take
it.
Yeah, if it's a real helmet.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I just got an idea for my dairy store.
Huh.
A helmet?
Yeah, maybe.
I think you should serve yours in some Doug Kevin corduroy pants.
Really? They call it the Banana Split Sunday Helmet. 3 pounds of ice cream, chocolate, strawberry, bananas, with cherries and caramel on it.
Sounds pretty good.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? What in the world are you going to feel like
helmet.
After you eat 12 scoops of ice cream? Can you imagine that? 51 after.
Call the singer to put you in the garden. When you swing, swing, swing.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time now for a discussion of the movie Noah, out this weekend. A lot of people are talking about it because of the talk that has come from people who have never seen it, but think, oh, this is horrible, it's terrible, it doesn't follow the Bible, yada, yada, yada. Chuck Curry, who is our movie man on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, talking about, I want to see this movie. Chucker, you've heard all of the discussions, I'm sure, the pros, the cons. I noticed with interest that somebody who was fairly prominent in the Christian world said, why wouldn't you want to go see this? It's a movie. It's Hollywood. Why does it have to stick to it? And even, I mean, we come up with all these terms. People say, it's blasphemy. You'll go to hell if you see it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right. So, Chuck, when a movie like this is put together, they have to know, the producers have to know, that there's going to be controversy. Does that help sell the movie, in fact?
You want buzz, and this movie's gotten buzz. Whether people are going to, whether that buzz is going to translate into ticket sales is yet to be determined. I mean, it's a gamble for Paramount. They spent $160 million on this film. That's not including marketing. So let's just say they have an investment of about $225 million total worldwide. It'll play overseas. It'll be interesting to see what kind of weekend it'll have. It should open. I'd be surprised if it didn't open big, personally. I think it'll do at least $40, maybe $50 million in ticket sales, but I could be totally off.
So that would be make it the number one movie.
Oh, it'll be the number one movie, no doubt about it.
Yeah. All right. So, Jennifer Horn, is this something that you would care to see? Does it have any impact on your religious beliefs?
It doesn't have any impact on my religious beliefs, but I would actually
turn it
like
around.
To see it.
Does your religious belief have any impact on whether you want to see the movie?
I don't think so, because I'm actually more interested in I'm more interested in seeing this one than Son of God, actually. So if I think I was going from my religious point of view, I'd want to see them both.
Or God is Not Dead. There are three
right.
movies. Is this a trend, Chuck? Although
Easter
Noah
is
just
a,
is that is it just Easter? That's it?
They're actually,
these
they're actually, to answer your question, there are two types of trends. I'll give you, God Is Not Dead was made and produced by a independent company that certainly had a an interest in telling a specific getting a specific message out there, and this producer is also a son of God. Noah is a different animal because Noah is directed by Darren Aronofsky, who last did the movie Black Swan, in which Natalie Portman won the Oscar for Best Actress. He's shooting for something totally different. I don't think his intent was to do something specifically geared to 100% interpretation of the book of Genesis. He was going to veer right from the beginning. Although from what I hear, a lot of people say it's pretty respectful of the religious material, except it takes liberties, and the movie plays out like a big, sort of a big action epic.
It's a Hollywood movie, for God's sakes. That's what they do with Hollywood movies. Why does it say you wouldn't go? I mean, who would be of the, and I ask this maybe in a rhetorical way, Kenny, you might want to jump in on this, the type of person who would be influenced by what, let's say, a pastor in a church said. You're going to commit a sin if you go to see this movie or something like that. Are people influenced by those sorts of things?
I don't know if they're influenced by them. I know that a lot of people have decided, just because they've heard that this veers from the biblical text, mm-hmm. that they're outraged and they're not going to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
My concern about it is that I've heard that it's very violent, which mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
And the story of Noah.
Doug,
although it is a PG-13, so it's not an R-rated film.
What did you try to say, Richie?
Yeah, I'm going
to
go see
when Passion of the Christ.
I think about it on Monday morning. I'm actually looking forward to seeing it. It's the first big summer event film. I mean, the budget's there. They spent a ton of money on it. $160 million is a lot of money to put on screen. I hear the effects are fantastic. Russell Crowe is a terrific leading man, so I'm excited about it.
Richie, what did you say?
You remember when The Passion of the Christ first came out?
Yeah.
There were churches actually having private screenings of the movie for their whole church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would buy the movie like a movie theater would and show it in their church. Or they would take their whole congregation and rent out a theater and show it at the theater.
I just want to make one footnote. Paramount did go to many church groups in the last 6 months, and they actually cut, from what I heard, at least three or four different versions of this film, and they were all polarizing, and they wound up going with the director's original vision, and that's what's going to be released. So it's not like they didn't try. They tried to make the fundamentalist church groups happy. They just weren't able to do it 100%.
Yeah, nothing new about that. All right, thank you. A movie event this weekend, going to see the movie Noah, yes or no?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.